Hi, Olivia.
Hi, Rihanna.
How do you do with, like, really hot conditions?
Oh, I hate it. Fun fact. So in high school, I was in marching band. I did color guard. Mm-hmm. And in the summertime, we had band camp. So for 2 weeks straight, we practiced for like 12 hours each day outside.
Oh, my God.
In the Georgia heat.
And you like, were wearing, I imagine, like, well, you probably were rehearsing, but.
Listen, you would think, right? We were wearing like shorts and tank tops, but because we were the color guard, to like look at us from up above, which is what marching band like does to make sure we're in the right formation. Mm-hmm. Our color we had to wear was black.
Oh, my God.
Why would you put.
Why?
You put us in black.
Yeah.
In the hot Georgia sun. Ugh.
We live in a hot place.
Oh, absolutely. That
gets but it also gets cold here.
It does.
In Tallahassee.
It does.
And like, I didn't realize, because I never grew up in like a cold place, had optimized for cold temperatures. But like,
me neither.
I thought
me neither.
That you want like the puffiest puffer jacket you can possibly get.
Yeah, apparently
get.
Like that's not.
No, you want like a bunch of thin layers so that the air gets kind of
yes.
trapped between them.
Uh-huh.
And if you're wearing something like cotton as like your base layer and you start sweating,
mm-hmm.
like say you're up in the mountains,
mm-hmm.
it will just drench
yes.
and stay cold because it doesn't. And so I found that out and I was like, oh my God. I'm going to show you an image that I need you to describe. Can you tell me what you're looking at?
Absolutely. So I'm looking at, it looks like a crash dummy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it looks like when you see those commercials, like for cars when they're like, oh, this car can withstand this amount of pressure at this amount
yeah.
of speed. This is literally what this robot looks like a crash dummy. But also it looks like an old time like male Barbie.
Yeah.
Like before they put like the Ken eyes and the
yes,
hair
yeah.
and the stuff. I feel like this is like the unattractive Barbie.
And it's human size. What you're looking at, his name is Andy. I know he doesn't have a face, but his name is Andy. And it's a robot that's used to test extreme temperatures. So if you're like a firefighter or like a race car driver, I don't know if you ever heard this, but I think F1 drivers lose a few pounds of sweat because of how
I can imagine
the heat is. So to
yeah.
be able to design clothes, they use Andy, who can sweat and shiver and respond to heat.
This is for all of the fashion industry out there. I'm just gonna put it out there in the universe. Can y'all get on the same page about sizing your pants?
Oh my God.
And also, ooh, this is a hot take, but I really feel it. As women, we want pockets.
Yeah.
We want deeper pockets.
Exactly.
Please.
Exactly.
In our pants, in our skirts. Put them in the dresses, okay? Because that defines if I buy a dress or not,
true.
If it has pockets.
I know.
I'm like, grab it. And in our jackets, why are you giving us these small pockets? Or you ever get the pants that, like, you think it's a pocket, but it's just the outfit?
It's fake. They're lying. That should be illegal. That's really.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
I'm
lying.
Like, for the fashion industry out there, give us pockets. Stop giving
good.
Us fake pockets.
Yeah.
Like, our phones are getting big now again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, true.
So it can't. Those
yeah.
small pockets are not going to cut it.
No.
Yeah. And then if you guys can get on the same size, like, side for, like, sizing your pants, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Because the ranges of sizes that I am in pants, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, yeah.
So we have requests, right?
That's it. Listen, I'm like, oh, textiles, you guys are great, but
I have some notes.
This week, we meet a sweating mannequin who helps save firefighters from injury.
Sweating thermal mannequins on their own are quite rare. You know, there's a couple dozen maybe worldwide.
Dr. Meredith McQuarrie is a clothing comfort physiologist who operates out of the Thermal Comfort Lab at Florida State University that houses its very own model of Andy.
For us to have and have been the first public institution in the world to acquire an Andy dynamic sweating thermal mannequin really put us on the map and And that's evidenced in our continued demand, both from, you know, government, military, industry, and our own independent research that we do through externally funded grants here at FSU that, you know, keeps Andy busy, keeps him literally moving and sweating. So, yeah, he's a sweating thermal mannequin. So what he does is he really measures both heat loss and now also heat gain through the clothing. So just like I was talking about, you know, us trying to determine potential clothing solutions for certain types of activities in certain extreme environments, we can utilize him as a tool to do that without having to involve human subjects, which imposes a lot of risk, is also quite costly, and in often cases not feasible to do with the level of potential technologies that we want to evaluate, right? So we might have a total of 10 or so material technologies we're looking at, another handful of garment design modifications like ventilation or modularity that we want to assess. So when you start to combine all those into a singular prototype, you can create a lot of different iterations. That's just not feasible to put on a human and conduct that many trials from a time or a budget standpoint. So Andy is a great tool that allows us to do other types of dynamic testing, like measuring total heat lost, measuring physiological responses. So Andy will become a human in some ways. We can basically tell him how hard to work and for how long. And then we get predicted core temperature, skin temperature, sweat rate, cardiac output, shivering, you know, all different types. There's about 20 or so, even perception measures of comfort and temperature sensation.
Dr. McQuarrie is in the field of clothing comfort physiology, but what does comfort mean when you're in truly uncomfortable positions like a burning building?
You know, in fire service, oftentimes I hesitate to even use the word comfort, and I'll try to always specify physiological comfort more so than thermal comfort. You know, thermal comfort can be more so, I feel cool, I feel hot. But when we get into physiological comfort, we're talking about your core temperature, your skin temperature, your sweat rate, that you're not losing too much fluid, which can also put you at a greater risk for heat-related illnesses, and that we're replenishing fluids, that we're rehabbing appropriately. So a lot of work rest cycles are dictated for firefighters based upon their air tank, whether they have 30-minute supply or 45-minute supply. That air tank has over time gotten larger, which means they can work for longer, which isn't necessarily a good thing. While cancer is the leading cause of death for firefighters, unfortunately, if we look at the larger picture, the number one acute cause of firefighter fatalities every single year since 1977, when the NFPA first began collecting that data, has by far and large always been overexertion and strain.